It is?
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's another edition of Fit Talk Radio with your hosts, Maria and Jim Wells, brought to you by Destiny Fitness, It Mix, Leonardsville Fitness, Valdosta Bike Store, Crunch Fitness, and Anytime Fitness Tipton Douglas. Now, here's Maria and Jim on Newsoft 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And we're going to be joining everybody on Facebook Live here in just a minute. So hopefully, Chandler, you did a great job. Thank you, son, for bringing that in. If you want to hang out with us, you can. But we'll be joining Facebook Live here in just a minute. Tonight is our Valentine's special, Jim.
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. For 10 years, we've been doing this Valentine's special.
That's right. And, you know, according to our listeners and viewers, I think they like this show.
They do. It's one of our most watched television shows, Facebook live shows, and listeners, because we have some great couples, fitness couples, every year, different age groups. We're usually the old geezers.
And once again, we are.
Once again, we are the old geezers on the show, on the Valentine's special. And so, you know, people just like to hear other people's fitness stories and how they make their relationship work, you know, and how fitness works into their relationship. I know it's been a big part of our relationship.
That's right. That's right. You know, both of us with, you know, a fitness background. And, you know, when we do our Friday night dates, a lot of times that has also a fitness theme to it, right?
It does. You know, we go work out and then we go eat.
Yep. That's right.
We work out so we can eat. That's
the whole reason.
That's the whole reason.
That's it right there.
You know, that's well, it's part of the reason.
It is.
It really is part of the reason. You know, it's kind of crazy, but let's say hello to everybody. They're going to wonder what has happened to us. Hello, everybody. We are Facebook Live. We're just a little bit late here tonight. Tonight is our Valentine's show. Those of you who are going to be joining us by Facebook, thank you for joining us. We have got some great couples here today. We've got a young couple, we've got a middle-aged couple, and then we've got us, the old geezers.
That's right. We're representing.
We are representing our age group, so that's great. But no, we have some people, local people here, local celebrities, I'll say, here from Valdosta. And then we have some local celebrities from Tifton, Jim.
Just celebrities everywhere I look.
I know. There certainly are. Ron Heath, thank you for joining us live tonight on our Valentine's special. It's always been an interesting show, that's for sure, for the Valentine's special.
It is. And this one will be also, I know.
I hope so. We're going to bring on, after the commercial break, we're going to bring on our two couples, and I will go ahead and introduce, and y'all can say hello, Cindy and Andy Marzen.
Yes.
I got it right. Thank goodness. So y'all say, pull the microphone down and say hello to everybody, and then we'll bring y'all on Facebook Live.
Hello, everybody.
They are from Tifton, Georgia, and they've been on our show before, but I say they are celebrities. I mean, in the fitness world, they do some incredible things, and things that me and Jim don't do. We lift weights, but we don't do what Cindy and Andy do.
Right. Spartan runs and mud runs and all kind of, you know, any kind of run, they probably do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you, they're incredible athletes. And Miss Melba, thank you for joining us live on Facebook for our Valentine's show. And then we have a wonderful young couple. They are not married yet, but they are engaged, Jim.
Well, isn't that nice?
It is extremely nice. And it's Kenzie Eikenberry and Grant. What is your last name?
Garrett.
Grant Garrett. And they're engaged couple. And Kenzie is the manager at Wintersville Fitness. And her parents own Wintersville Fitness as well as Fit Mix and the Valdosta Bike Store here in Valdosta. So everybody knows Kenzie and the Eikenberries. And now, Grant, they're going to all know you. and everybody on Fit Talk is going to know who you are, Grant, so after tonight. So, but thank y'all for joining us tonight here on Fit Talk on our Valentine's special. Jim, I mean, we've got a lot of things coming up. I'll go ahead and say Saturday, our Valentine special at the church, Brighton Road Baptist Church, the Crazy Faith Ladies group is meeting.
Right, and there'll be a bunch of crazy faith ladies.
Okay, you and Clark, the pastor, the pastor called us a crazy ladies Sunday morning on Facebook Live. So, but we'll be having lunch, and we'll be meeting at 11 o'clock. So if you're in Tifton, Georgia, and would like a good lunch, and would like to hear a good story. And the scripture is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord, a plan for good and not for evil, and a plan to give you a hope and to prosper you. And so you're please welcome to join us. We're going to have a lot of ladies there. So that's exciting news. Then next weekend, Jim, we will be in Lilburn, Georgia.
Right, for an NPC, National Physique Committee event.
And it is our big kickoff conference for about six states, for the southeastern states. And I understand we're going to have quite a few people there. Over 500 athletes are registered, vendors, of course, all the NPC promoters from these five states. Amy Giddens, good to see you. Thank you for joining us tonight on Fit Talk on our Valentine's special show. Have you and Mike on here one day, because they're another big fitness couple.
Right.
And closer to our age, too. Mike Giddens is a competitor, and he's competed with us.
He's done NPC Night of the Gladiators.
He certainly has.
A time or two.
And Amy was an aerobic instructor for me for years here in Tifton, and then, of course, they moved away. But they have still kept in shape, both of them, in great shape. And she even has their sons that are lifting weights. I hope to get one of their sons, Kyle, here at the NPC show this year.
Good. And, next time we're on, we'll be able to tell everybody about the NPC event up there in Lilburn. Of course, Fit Talk Radio and Night of the Gladiators is going to sponsor the breakfast up there
for the promoters,
staff, and the judges, the team up there. And there will be posing seminars involved. Is that right?
There'll be posing seminars and all kind of seminars that involve, lifting weights. There'll be things for the promoters,
nutrition, the diet, competition diets, just anything you need to know, any kind of information you need to know if you're interested in that kind of competition, whether you've done a show or not.
You can
learn a lot, and there's going to be some very, very knowledgeable people and some pros and judges and so on. So just anything you need to know about that sport.
Absolutely free.
It is free.
The only thing you need to bring is some canned goods, because they feed the food. It's a big drive for the food pantry there in Lilburn, Georgia. So bring some canned goods and join us in Lilburn if you can. And we'll report back on that. Amy Giddens, we love you guys. Just so happy. Just wish y'all lived closer. Jill Thigpen, thank you for joining us today. A great friend and cheerleader that we went to school together, graduated together. Thank you for joining Fit Talk tonight.
That was a few months back.
It was only a few months ago that I graduated from high school. That's correct.
All right.
But then, of course, August, Jim, our big show is coming up August the 24th in Tifton, Georgia, at the UGA Center again this year. Very excited. That's just shaping it so nicely. So if you want to see some good bodybuilding, you want to meet some pros, you want to just find out what it's all about, come and see the show.
And even this far out, you've got several athletes already registered, paid and registered.
I do have, and that's almost incredible. They started signing up in November of 2023.
So good for them to make that commitment, right?
Harder
to back out if you already paid your money.
That's right. So, I feel honored. We feel blessed. But I just feel so honored that we've got these great two couples here in the studio.
Yes.
And I can't wait to hear their stories.
I'm looking forward to it.
I am too. So we're going to take a commercial break, and then we're going to come right back, and let's bring the younger couple on first. Jim, how about that?
Let's do that.
So you don't want to miss this, because we, Cindy and Andy and me and you, Jim, we want to give them the lowdown. Maybe they might not want to get married after this time. I don't know.
Oh, Lord, let's not scare them too bad.
We might scare them to death. I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Don't warn them. Let them find out the hard way like we all did.
That's what makes this show so great, y'all. You see what I'm talking about? I mean, no telling what we're going to say or do here tonight. But Tammy Holden, thank you for joining us live here on Fit Talk and more. All right, we're going to take a commercial break, and we're going to be right back right here on the Fit Talk Valentine's Special. Sean Eikenberry, good to see you. This is Melissa, Kenzie's dad, and Melissa is her mother. So thank you for joining us. Tell Grant I'm watching, he says. So, watching. Yeah. You got your soon-to-be father-in-law watching you real close, Grant. So this is 105.9 WVGA. This is Fit Talk Radio, and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469. 6137.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on Newstalk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello and welcome back to Fit Talk. I'm Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And Jim, we have this lovely couple, Miss Kenzie Eikenberry, and we have Grant.
Garrett.
I don't know that. That's 2 first names, Grant. Grant Garrett. That's gonna confuse me with a brain injury. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to remember that. Grant Garrett. Maybe so. Maybe I will. Well, Kenzie, get in the camera so they can see y'all and see how handsome he is and how beautiful you are. So y'all are our fit couple. You know, our young fit couple. Kenzie, tell me how old you are.
20.
You're 20. Grant, how old are you?
I'm 22.
22. So now y'all are engaged.
Yeah.
So we're going to, all of us old people here tonight, we're going to tell y'all all about that, how that changes and that, you know, that you're in the romantic stages of your relationship, and that's going to last for about a year after you get married. Now, when is the big day?
November 9th.
November the 9th.
Yep.
And you're ready for it, right?
Sure. Yeah.
I can't sit there. I'm trying to get Grant in the picture really good. Well, you know, you were raised working out. I know you were, Kenzie. I mean, I know your mama. I know your daddy. Y'all own Wintersville Fitness here in Valdosta. They own FitMix. You know, Melissa is the boot camp queen of Lowndes County. She's the first one that ever brought boot camp to Valdosta. So, I mean, you know, my kids were raised in the gym. I carried them in carriers to the gym. Mm-hmm. But, you know, now you are the manager at Wintersville Fitness.
Yes, ma'am.
And so, you know, now, Grant, how did you get involved in this fitness family, and how has it impacted your relationship with Kenzie?
Well, you know, just working out one day.
There you go.
You know, I saw a tag on Instagram that said somebody followed you, and it turned out to be her, but she was following from the gym account. And
she wasn't stalking you then.
No.
Okay.
No. That's her story. She's sticking to it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was the gym account. It wasn't me. I don't know what he's talking about. Yeah. I had a crush on him for a pretty long time. The manager at the time, Kristen, who was my best friend. Like the whole gym knew about it. I wasn't hiding it very well. One day he was up on our Stairmaster, which kind of looks over the whole gym where you can see everything if you're in there. And I followed him from the gym's Instagram account without even thinking about it. And then I looked up, and then he was on the Stairmaster, and he looked up, and we made direct eye contact from across the gym, and I ducked behind the counter, and my entire face turned bright red because I just completely got caught doing that. And then it wasn't long after till he came up and officially asked me out and everything after a few awkward conversations of me just blushing and running away for the most part, like a kid.
Not really nearly as awkward as mine and Jim's first conversation. You know, we could get to that later.
That's a whole nother story.
That's a whole nother story for a whole nother show. Yeah.
But yeah, he actually came up to me and he had his phone pulled up and he had the contact thing where you put your number in, where you put a new contact in, mm-hmm. and the name on it said the cute girl at the front desk.
Oh.
And he said, "Can you help me with something?" And I said, "Yeah, what's up? What do you need?" And just doing my job. And he said, "Could you fill this out for me?"
And yeah, that's a great line, Grant.
Yeah.
That was a great line.
Looks like it worked.
So yeah. Apparently, you know what, but I used cupcakes is how I got Jim. Yeah, so that was a good line. I like that.
It's my best one.
You must have had your eye on her a little bit too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, thought she was really cute. I'd see her walk around the gym, like either holding a laundry basket or like helping people out. And I was always super nervous talking to her too. But you know, over time, like felt a girl crush. And eventually I had the courage to finally just go up to her and just ask for a number.
Wow. So. Well, now, he was already working out at the gym. Mm-hmm. You were working out and working at the gym. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, how did you make that work? I mean, do y'all work out together? Do you?
Not well.
Not well.
No, we tried that for some time.
So y'all don't work out together?
We work out at the same time, but we don't typically work out together.
Gotcha.
For one, our workout plans are completely different.
Right.
We have different goals, but mm-hmm. Also, I mean, having to take all of my weight off to put his little 10 pounds on, you know, takes forever. I happen to take, like, all of my 45s off to put his 10s on. It's a lot of work in between
now,
sets.
Is she telling on you? Is she fibbing on you?
She's actually exaggerating right now.
Just a little bit. So we tried to work out together for a little bit. And we'd realized that we'd rather work out at the same time if we can. We try to work it out where we're there at the same time. We don't work out together. We just kind of, he'll come over and help me and spot me on a set, and I'll come over and help him. And we're still talking throughout our entire workout.
Sure. But it's something that y'all do together. I mean, mm-hmm. fitness is something mm-hmm. that you do together. Now, Grant, I know, I'm not trying to say this, get in your business, but I know you've had some health issues, some sugar issues, I believe.
I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis when I was 18 years old, and that made it hard for me to really to eat. So I still had to wait for a while, but you know, I have had my own little journey with it, and eventually I found the right medicine for, and I'm doing better now. But, you know, it's still a challenge, so I have to keep in mind.
Right. So it's something that you have battled. But would you say that exercise and fitness has helped you to help that and helped you to battle that illness?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It was always something to motivate me, because at the full swing of my illness, I was down. I was feeling super depressed, but
you
I would always have
you
that.
You weighed less, too.
Yes.
Yes. I mean, you filled out since the last time I've seen you. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
But yeah, it always gave me something to look to work towards and to keep doing and to keep, you know, getting better, I guess, when things were really, like, not looking good. So.
Well, how is it to date the daughter of the fitness queen and king, you know, here in Valdosta? I mean, that in itself would be a challenge to me.
Well, at first I was really nervous, but her parents are, like, great people.
Yes, they are.
I might get a little emotional, but I love them to death. They really made me a part of their own, and I'm just glad they did.
I love Melissa and Sean Eikenberry. I have a lot of respect for them in the fitness industry and just as people. Forget the fitness industry. Just as human beings, they are wonderful, wonderful people. They have been a couple that have I've seen them go through highs and lows. And, you know, I just believe in them. And they have raised a great family. And I mean, they have been so good to us. They have been,
and they've been good to this community.
They have
Lowndes
been good
County,
to
Valdosta.
This community. They absolutely have.
Any kind of initiative that's worthwhile, they're probably a part of it.
They are, and they're always giving back to the community. They're always doing something. And Kenza, you grew up in the gym, and now Melissa and your dad bought the gym. How in the world did you get to be the manager? I mean, you were young, you know, managing that huge gym.
Yeah. Well, I get a lot of people, whenever they figure out my age, that I'm only 20 years old as a manager, instantly kind of cock their head a little bit. And they're like, how in the world does that work? And I was like, well, I've worked here since I was 14 years old. I think a lot of people find out that the owner's daughter is the manager and they kind of instantly were like, oh, well, that's why. And I'm like, no, I wish it was that easy. But no, I started out in the daycare and then I started doing cleaning. And then I was helping out on account things whenever I could, whenever our manager did need help. And then I was assistant manager. And then when Kristen, our last manager, left, I then was became manager last September. So it's been about a year and a few months now. But it's wonderful. I work really close with my parents. That's why I'm so close to my parents. He's close with them. And it works really well for us. I don't think many people could make it work the way that we do, working hand in hand with your parents all the time. And now living with my parents after we moved out for a bit and then moved back in, you know, we're around each other a lot.
Right.
And when you're around people, it's easy to butt heads, but we really learn how to separate what's going on at work and what's going on with our family and things like that and work through that. And there's been times it's been hard, but it's definitely something that I'm so thankful for. And the family that I've gained from the gym as well. I talk to most of the gym members. I'm closer with a lot of them than I am my own family. And they come to me with their own issues. I tell people all the time, I'm like what I am at the gym is I'm like a daytime bartender.
But you're serving protein drinks instead of...
Yeah, protein and pre-workout. But people come up and they sit at the counter and you don't realize sometimes that's their only social atmosphere. That's their only time talking to people and getting to know people. And so they'll come up to the counter. I've had people who aren't even coming in to work out. And they just come in just to chit-chat because that's where they get that interaction from. And, you know, we have members all the time that are battling depression and anxiety and going through divorces and grief and all kinds of things. And you really get to know these people on a really amazing personal level. And it's been such an amazing part of growing up for me. You know, we were discussing even planning the wedding and how we were – how big we wanted it to be, how many people we wanted to invite, who we wanted there. And I was just like, well, we've got to include so many gym people. Like, we can't have a small wedding. I was like, I can't imagine my wedding without these people there.
Right.
You know, they really are our family. And
they've watched you grow up. They've watched you come through the ranks. Mm-hmm. And you're right. You know, being former gym owner myself, I understand. Cindy, you can weigh in on that, too, you know, because, you know, the people. That's right. We spent a lot of time with them, and they became part of our lives, and we became part of theirs. So we certainly understand that. Well, I mean, and we're not trying to, you know, but, you know, marriage is tough. It's really tough, whether you've been married 10 years, 20 years, or 30 years. Now, we'll find out how many years Cindy and Andy, I don't remember how many years they've been married. But, you know, Jim and I have been together quite a number of years, been married 17 years. And, I mean, there's weeks and days that, you know, I want to pinch his head off.
Yeah.
You probably not got that stage with Grant yet, because y'all are still in the romantic stages of your relationship.
And give a few times.
A few times she's wanted to pinch your head off.
Yeah.
But you would never want to pinch her head off.
No.
Right.
No.
He knows better.
Never crossed my mind.
No, because Sean's listening.
There you go. Sean's listening. Shirley Krauss, thank you for joining us tonight. Listen, I love all your little posts that you send me. It's some funny things, and I like that Maxine. She's a funny gal. But, you know, that's, you know, you just go through life, and, you know, you have, and Cindy, and we'll let Cindy and Andy weigh in on this in a few minutes when we bring them up here. But, you know, marriage is work. Is it not, Jim?
It is, but it's worth it.
It is worth it to get to know a person, and sometimes, you know, Jim can say my words for me, or I can say, or I know what he's thinking, and he knows what, you know, and that is such a pleasure. And then for me, you know, fitness, Jim was the first person really in my life that I was able to really share the gym with, because he had the same love for the gym that I did. Mm-hmm. You know, he worked out. He was a member at one of my gyms in Fitzgerald, is how I actually met him. And, you know, so it was just, you know, so for us, like I said, sometimes fitness is our date night. When we go on to all these events of, you know, for MPC or these grand openings. A few weeks ago, we were in Jacksonville, and a grand opening for a big gym down there. Fit Talk was there. You know, we met some great people. You know, just Dr. Hannah was on the show with us a couple of weeks ago. She was the physical therapist. You know, but we make that a day. You know, we try to include fitness in whatever we do. It's just part of our life, you know, and it probably will be part of yours. Not that you want to be the manager for the gym for your mom and daddy for the rest of your life. I know that's probably not a goal, but, you know, this sets y'all up to be able to work out together, to make fitness part of your married life, I think, forever, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, absolutely. Even now, I mean, you've just mentioned how I've made so much progress just in the past year with working out. And it's because of him entirely. Like, throughout the years growing up in the gym, it was always a part of it, but I was always just, you know, I'd work out for a little bit. I'd do good for a few months, and then I'd fall off, and I'd try to work out a couple times a week here and there. And he's the one who really pushed me and encouraged me without being like, oh, you need to lose weight. Oh, you need to get into the gym. It wasn't that at all. It was just, you know, oh, let's do this together. Oh, let's go together. Oh, I'm going to the gym. Do you want to come with me? And I needed that extra push in order to encourage me to really get started.
Grant, I'm proud of you that you've encouraged her so well like that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
I didn't even have to starve her one time.
No, but
if Jim told me I had to go to the gym because I was fat, that wouldn't work.
No, exactly. No.
I'm a little smarter than that.
Let's say hello to Doug and Karen King. So, thank you for joining us. So that's good. You know, a lot of times when I get down, you know, Jim will lift me up. I don't feel like going to the gym. He said, well, I'm going to the gym, you know, and you want to go to the gym, you know, and, you know, if I'm really not feeling good or whatever, you know, I don't go. But a lot of times I'll go because he has encouraged me to go. Yeah. But it's become so much a part of my life. You know, I go every day and do something. And now I'm teaching at the private school. I teach weightlifting. at Tipped Ear Academy in Tifton. And so those girls, they encourage me because I know I've got to know the workout exactly. I've got to be able to show it to them. I can't tell them, oh, y'all got to do, you know, so many push-ups. I've got to be able to do what I'm telling them to do, at least do a few, you know.
Yeah.
Now, I've, you know, complained of my shoulder. Grandma can't do all of those push-ups, but I'll show you how to do one or two, you know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure those young girls are impressed with what Maria can do.
But, you know, it's really, so, you know, Jim has definitely been an encourager to me. And even when I got sick over the years and wasn't able to go, I mean, I would be doing it and he would, in the hallways there at the hospital, you know, doing walking lunges or whatever. So, you know, and then as soon as I could get back, you know, to the gym, you know, Jim was right there helping me and encouraging me. Well, I mean, Kenzie, I don't know, but, you know, MPC Night of the Gladiators is in November. You could, you know, diet on down and get ready for that, and then you could just get right into that wedding gown. Girl, you would be ready for that. I can give you the competition. We can get you in the competition diet, and, you know, what you think, Grant?
If you want to.
I won't say we're going to say that either of us would say never, but yeah, I have multiple people that have talked to me about it and talked to him about if that's anything we've ever would want to pursue. If we did, we probably would do it together.
There you go.
I would
like
stretch
that.
To say, yeah. Because if one of us is hangry and the other one's not,
yes,
it's going to be a problem.
That
but if we're hangry,
a lot of fun,
together.
Or one of them will kill the other one.
Yeah. That's yeah. Right. That's right. Yeah.
One or the other.
Sarah White, thank you for joining us. Got some Ohio people joining us tonight, honey.
That's right.
Well, you know, Jim and I haven't competed together. I don't have the need. I don't feel the need to do that. I like being a promoter. I like to promote younger people. I like for Jim to compete, and he has. But you know, he diets so good. I mean, he just made the comment. What did you say last night or night before? I'm fixing to get on the competition diet.
Fixing to get back on some chicken breasts and salad
and broccoli. Yeah. Yep. I mean, and he can just diet and do that. Yeah. Now I can't. It's hard for me. You know, and I just don't feel the need to get on stage. You know, I like doing what I do, you know.
Yeah.
But Jim likes the competition part, you know, and he likes the I'll train to do it, but I don't want to do it, you know.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, Jim's just a great dieter, so I, you know. But now we're not going to run. You know, Cindy and Andy over there, they are the real athletes. You know, me and Jim lift those weights, but we ain't going to do much of that running. I can just tell you, or that treadmill or that bike, you know, we're going to, you know, but we'll lift those weights. And, you know, that's our little niche, you know. I think Cindy and Andy have a great niche, and that's why they're here tonight. And they do it together. Yeah. Too. They do it together. That's another thing I really enjoy about them, and I keep up with them. So, I mean, the fact that y'all are saying you would do that together, I think that's cool. I think it's really cool. And I think you should do it together.
Yeah. I will say I think for both of us in the way that we work out and what our plans are, if we were to start doing competitions of any sort in the future, we would probably lean more towards powerlifting than bodybuilding, just because I think knowing him and knowing me, We both, and I think it's with our young age too, and social media and comparison being such a big thing, I think bodybuilding is wonderful, and I love people that do it. I admire it so much. I just think both of us, it would take a lot for us to not be comfortable with the comparison aspect of everything. But we love lifting heavy. I love lifting heavy. We encourage each other a lot in that way, like put 5 more pounds on. Put 5 more pounds on.
Y'all should consider maybe the strongman competitions too.
Yeah, and
yes, because that's coming up, and I think Winnersville is helping.
Right here
is going to be helping sponsor Jake in that.
Yeah,
this year.
We're very excited for that. I love Jake. Known him for years. Talked to him about the show a few different times, and we're very excited to sponsor that and to be involved in that process as well.
We will be. We were here last year, and we will certainly be here. And I follow him on Instagram. He does some amazing things with those sandbags. It's amazing to me what he does. I don't know if Cindy, you and Andy know Jake Croft here in Valdosta. He's a Dr. Croft. He's a chiropractor, and but he brought the strongman competition to Valdosta. Well, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to bring Cindy and Andy over. But listen, it's just been such a joy and a pleasure, and we just wish y'all happiness and love and joy and marriage. When, if you find the right person, it can be the most wonderful thing, can't it, Cindy?
It can.
And but y'all look like y'all are just happy and just look like the most lovely couple, and I'd love to see your pictures on Facebook, all those great pictures y'all have taken. And so we don't want to scare you off from marriage. It's a great institution.
Just listening to them, it sounds like they're off to a great start
already. They sound like they are off to a wonderful, wonderful start. All right. Well, everybody, thank you for joining us. So we're going to go take a commercial break, and then we're bringing Cindy and Andy right over here. Now, that's going to be an interesting conversation, Jim.
You're right.
It's going to be interesting. This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Jessica Johnson, president of Destiny Fitness. As the end of the year approaches, it is time to dial it in and keep those holiday pounds at bay. Destiny Fitness is your destination for health and fitness. With 24-hour access, amazing customer service, and the cleanest gyms across Central Georgia, we are here to serve you. Don't know what to do? With group fitness classes and personal trainers, we have the best professionals with the knowledge to set you up with a plan for success. We also carry a wide range of supplements to help speed up your recovery and get the results that you are looking for in no time. Join us at our 11 clubs across Central Georgia, including Cochran, Columbus, Cordele, Eastman, Fitzgerald, Fort Valley, Macon, Moultrie, Perry, Sylvester, and Tifton for only $24.95 a month. We also offer military, police, and student discounts. Come by and let our friendly staff give you a tour and set up your membership today. At Destiny Fitness, your goals are just as important to us as they are to you. Now it's time to take this journey and achieve those goals together.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate Wintersville Fitness at 1711 Norman Drive in Valdosta. Melissa is an Army veteran and served in Desert Storm. I retired from the Air Force after numerous deployments. We both served our country honorably, and we continue to serve the members of Wintersville Fitness with loyalty and integrity. We are committed to making this community a better place. We keep our money local, and we support a variety of local charities so we can help build a better community for everyone. So stop by at 1711 Norman Drive and see why we were voted the best fitness center in South Georgia 2020.
If you're looking for a comprehensive health and wellness clinic in Valdosta, Georgia, look no further than Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic. We offer a wide range of services to help you achieve your optimal health, including women's health, men's health, mammography, weight loss, laser therapy, and more. Our experienced team will work with you to create a personalized plan that fits your unique needs. We're here to help you feel your best so you can live your best life. Valdosta Health and Wellness Clinic, 3328 Bemis Road in Valdosta, or give them a call today at 229-469. 6137.
This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I are the new owners of Valdosta Bike Center and More, located at 1907 Baytree Place in Remerton. We are an authorized Trek dealer, but we also service and repair all types of bicycles. We recently started a pickup and delivery service for a small additional fee. We will pick up your bicycles, service or repair them, and drop them back off, so you don't have to worry about cramming them into the back of your car. We're excited to serve the bicycle community, and we hope that you will stop by and see what we have to offer. Please like and follow us on Facebook to keep up with the additional services we plan to offer. This is Sean Eikenberry, and my wife Melissa and I own and operate FitMix Group Fitness and Personal Training. We have 7 certified personal trainers with varying specialties to make sure you reach your goals. Sports training, military standards, flexibility, mobility, and everything in between. FitMix is a veteran-owned facility located at 3323 Bemis Road, Suite E, and we are the little sister gym to Wintersville Fitness. Contact my wife Melissa for more information at 229-305-6465 or email her at morethanfit@gmail.com. Get more than fit with FitMix.
Now, let's get back to more Fit Talk with Maria and Jim on News Talk 105.9 WVGA.
Hello. Welcome to Fit Talk Radio. This is Maria.
And I'm Jim.
And welcome back to our Valentine special.
And we've all switched chairs. We played a little musical chairs here. And so I've got Andy and Cindy here now. Welcome to Fit Talk.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Appreciate it.
And we've already mentioned that you are, in fact, a fitness couple. And I know that you do Spartan runs and mud runs and what else?
Marathons, 10Ks, 5Ks.
Half marathons.
Yes, sir.
I'm already tired, Jim. Listen to that.
And we also work out in the gym, too.
Yeah, we do. I'm the cross-country coach for Tipton County High School, so more running.
So you're a teacher and a coach.
Yes.
And what do you do, Andy?
I'm a contractor.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah. So.
How did y'all meet?
We met on Match.com.
Wow.
All right.
I lived in Warner Robins. She
modern
was in
day
Tifton.
Couple.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
And we went back and forth on Match.com for about 30 days.
Yeah.
Before mm-hmm. I finally got her to accept going out on a date with me.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Well, it worked.
Well, Cindy, yeah. I mean, what was it that you didn't like about him that you had to wait 30 days?
Well, the fact that he lived in Warner Robins.
Okay.
And I wasn't leaving Tifton, so I was like, I don't, you know, do we want to get involved with this distance? But it's been a joy, a blessing. I'm so glad I did.
Yeah. And how long have y'all been married?
So we are going on year 11.
Good for you.
Congratulations on that.
Yeah, we were talking earlier, we talked about marriage being work, but I honestly don't feel like it's work. Like for us, I mean, it's just,
well, we got married older and we went through all them trials and tribulations as young couples do.
That's true.
We kind of knew what we wanted in life when we found each other. So.
Yeah.
Jim, that's probably true for us, don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah. You know, although we had, that first 18 months was a little rough because I, you know, Cindy, I know you would never think that I was a type A personality and it's my way or the highway.
Two type A personalities.
Alpha male, alpha female. And we had some clash of the titans, you know, there. Right. But we were determined. I don't know if, you know, when Jim and I decided to get married, we, you know, it was this is till death do us part.
Right.
I mean,
right.
There was no question about that. You know, this is it. And
I think most people know, you know, we had both been married before,
right.
But, you know, we said, you know what, this is it. You know, let's just, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it. Mm-hmm. And then let's make it.
Yeah.
And we did, you know, so, but tell me this, you said you're a coach.
Yes.
And cross country and y'all both run. Have you always been involved in fitness or at what point, how old were you when you started getting involved in some of this?
Well, when Maria was telling me that she was, working at Tift area and working with the girls and teaching them weight training, I said, that is so awesome because that's really how I got my start was, high school, took weightlifting class. And the results I saw, that was the ticket for me. So ever since high school, that's what got me started. So I've always worked out, you know, either in the gym. Now, running has been a new thing for me. Running's been since he came along.
I drug her into that.
Oh,
he drove me into running.
Yeah.
So.
And how long have you been running, Andy?
So I ran track in high school. I played football in the fall, so I didn't do cross country. I really wish I would have. I wouldn't have all these injuries that I have to deal with later in life.
I think that's just part of old age.
Yeah.
Because we're old. We're not much younger than Jim and Maria.
That's right.
We're always the old couple, Jim. Have you noticed that?
I don't even mind.
I don't either.
I don't either.
You know, I was listening to Toby Keith again today, you know, and one of his songs, Don't Let the Old Man In. But he asked the question, how old would you be if you didn't know the day you were born?
Right.
Yeah.
If I didn't know that I was born December 13th, 1962, I probably wouldn't think, oh, yeah, I'm 61.
Right.
I bet I wouldn't think that. Most days I don't feel 61. I would think that I was younger than that.
Right. Mentally, I'm much younger than I am physically.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's no way that it was like 40-something years when I was in high school. It seems like it was like 5 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
You know? And not just that, but other events. You know, the birth of your first child or when we got married. No matter what it is, it's like, that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
But it is.
But it is. Absolutely. Well, Andy, what did Cindy say when you said, you know, let's go run? I mean, she wasn't a runner.
No, I was the I was the weightlifting queen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can remember it. We were going to run a 5K together. And we did it as a family. So
oh, wow. The
Mason,
kids?
And the Errol
kids
did
too. Yeah.
Wow.
And we got done with that 5K. And I remember looking back and I told Cindy, they were doing a 10K also. So the 5K
not
just
us, but
did a second loop. And I said, could you imagine doing that again? And she said, no, I can't imagine people would do that again. Why? What is wrong with them? And now we do marathons and ultra marathons. And, but we fell in love with it. And it's funny. We work out in the gym too. And a lot of times we do CrossFit. So we're not really weightlifters or whatever.
Yeah. I call it the old people CrossFit.
Yeah. But we'll do an exercise and then we'll go run a lap around the building. And then, but when we run a lap around the building, it's like a chance for us to take a break. Because running for us it's not work. It's kind of weird.
For me, it would be torture.
But it's so easy for them.
Yeah. But we've come accustomed to it.
Yeah. Yeah. And, Charles Clark, thank you for joining us. We were talking about marriage. He said third time's the charm. Well, either that or three strikes you're out, one or the other.
That's right. And, Charles Clark, hello, how are you? Glad you could join us tonight.
All right. And Mandy Anderson also on there, so thanks for joining.
Thanks for joining us, Mandy.
So, Charles also.
I hope to see you Saturday, Mandy.
Yeah, Charles also says that he feels like 17 years old most days, but he can act like he's three, according to his mom, sometimes.
Do you know Charles, Cindy?
Uh-uh.
Okay, he's from Tifton.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi, Charles.
So, do y'all have an event coming up soon?
We do.
What is it?
So, we're going to do a Spartan. Well, we have the Gate River Run, which is the U.S. National 15K Championship race.
Where is that?
It's in Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. We do that every year. Hopefully one of us will get a hat or maybe both.
So it's 15K.
What do you got to do to get a hat?
You have to be a top 10% finisher.
Okay.
Wow.
And it's been a goal of mine since I started running and found out about the Gate River Run. And I've done it. This will be our seventh year. Yeah. And I've never gotten a hat. Right.
Well, good luck.
Good luck. We hope you get a hat. Try hard.
I'm going for the hat this year.
Well, when you do these, do you do it according to your age division, or is it just an open?
No, it's open. It's all time.
You have to submit a time.
If you're 50, you got to compete with the 20-year-olds.
Yeah. Well, I love bodybuilding better now than I.
Getting that master's category.
Yeah,
right.
Right. Yeah. We don't have to compete.
35 and over, 50 and over, 60 and over.
Right.
Now, we do races that are age-related, that are age group categories, like master's winners.
Right.
But not the gate.
Not the gate. Yeah.
And then the next month, she's doing a Spartan Super.
Yeah. I'm doing a half marathon distance.
Oh, beast.
Yeah.
Okay. And then I'm doing the Spartan Trail Race.
No obstacles.
Yeah. Just because I've never done one and I want to do one. So. Yeah.
Spartan Trail Race. Okay.
So you do some together and then you do some separate.
This will be the first,
but you're always there.
It's the first time we're not doing it together.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Well, other than the ultra I did, and he had an injury, and was training for something else.
Now, when you say ultra, what does that, because now we had Mike Delt, do you know Mike from Tifton?
Yeah.
We had him on the show, and the stuff that he has to do for Ironman.
Yes, yeah.
He's a beast.
He is a
that guy is amazing.
I mean, he's that big around.
Yeah, he's a machine.
He is just, I wanted him and, not Natalie, that's his sister,
Lisa
to come.
Yeah.
With us, you know, but they had just recently been on the show, and I mean, me and Jim are just shaking our heads see what he does.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is the Spartan Ultra? What will you do, Cindy?
So, it's 31 miles and about 60 something obstacles because I have to do twice, twice
30 something miles. You're gonna run.
Yes, but let me say this. So
they don't let you bring that motorcycle.
Okay,
I'm not competing age group, so it's an open run. So if I walk, it's okay. So for me, it's more about finishing it because 31 miles is a long way. Plus, it takes me about 8 hours to do it. So just to get through it and get it done is like, woo, you know, you feel like it's a major accomplishment.
See, how do you even train for something like that?
Don't let her kid you. The last one she did, she would have finished second if she did at age group.
I'm sure.
Wow.
Well, a lot of running and just, and then, you know, working out in the gym, because you got to have the upper body strength. It is a lot of upper body, a lot of pull-ups, a lot of grip strength. So,
and this girl is a monkey in the gym. So you see these people doing American Ninja Warrior and doing all the stuff where they can.
I gotta see this, Cindy. I'm coming to watch her do this. Right. Andy, let me know the next time that she's gonna be. I'm coming to watch this. I don't know that, Cindy. You see, I don't. In my mind, I don't remember that, Cindy. Yes,
yeah. I bet you she can hang on to that the monkey bars for several minutes and just go back and forth.
Wow,
unbelievable.
All right. Gary Dean, thanks for watching. And Lindy Frampton Stewart, thanks for watching.
Hey, Lindy, how are you? Tell Dave we said hello. Her husband, he is the manager at GNC in Tifton.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for joining us, Lindy. Well, I mean, how does this help your marriage, Cindy? You know, working out together and doing these runs. I mean, you know, for me and Jim, it enhances our... Jim works out in the mornings now, and I work out, you know, because I'm going to the gym training people, and then I have out there at the school. So, I mean, I'm in the gym, you know, all day, so I just get my workout in when I can.
Right.
But, and I miss not working out with Jim, because that was a huge part to me. That was something that I've enjoyed about mine and his relationship. And we still try to do it once in a while, you know, on the weekends, and make it a Friday night date or whatever. But how does that help y'all's relationship?
Definitely holds us accountable, because it's so easy to find other things to do or other things that, you know, are calling you priority wise. And, you know, if one of us is going, like you said, then it's like, hey, I'm going to the gym, or we're going to go work out, or we're going to go run, and let's go. So I think it's a big accountability. Now, I cannot run as fast as him, but we're still out there together doing it, you know, starting together, ending together. And
and we work out at the gym in the mornings
now
together.
We are doing that together in the, you know, in the gym.
But, so y'all go early?
We do, 5:30.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's
no.
Sure enough early.
That, yeah. Grandma's not going to do that. She's not going to go.
Well, we have to get to bed early to get up that early. Yeah.
See, Jim doesn't go to bed early. I go to bed early.
Yeah.
But I require more sleep than I used to after the brain injury. Yeah. But, you know, he can live on 4 or 5 hours sleep, and he stays up at 12, 1 o'clock, and then gets up and is at the gym at 6 or 6:30. You know,
no,
I just can't. And then he wakes me up when he comes to bed, you know. Yeah. So that's, you know, that's a pinch off his head thing. You know,
but now there's an open invitation for her to come to the gym with me at 6 in the morning. But so far, you know, no dice.
Huh? Yeah.
But I'll tell you honestly, and I used to work out in the afternoons.
Right.
But, you know, I'm 61 now. And honestly, after I work anywhere from 8 to 10 hours a day.
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of energy left.
Yeah.
And I found myself, you know, skipping days, missing workouts, because I'm like, it's 5 o'clock. I'm still here at the, you know, the classroom, you know, I think I'm just going on home.
I never thought I would get up that early in the morning. I didn't either, but the
hardest part is just putting that first foot on the floor, out of the bed, onto the floor. After that, I'm good.
Same.
If I can just keep hitting that snooze, I'm okay.
Yeah, when I'm at work and I made it to work, it's like, you know, I feel great, more energy, more alert. Mm-hmm. And never thought I would get up that early in the morning, but I'm so glad when I do.
Cindy, what are the nutritional things? I mean, have you changed, you know, because when you're going from weightlifting, just, you know, and Mike Delt was talking to us about this, you know, he said, he has to eat so many calories because
he
burns so many.
He does.
You know, is there any specific diet or supplementation that you and Andy do?
Well, kind of like what you were saying earlier. I think we exercise so we can eat
what we want.
Well, you did see that charcuterie board out there that Candler made for us tonight. So, yeah.
So, we are not
all kind of good
the,
stuff out there if we're going to eat.
Yeah. We are not the poster children of good eating habits.
So we want to be.
Yeah,
we want to count macros.
We try.
We want to do all that stuff, but we just
we
see the cakes and the little babies, and we go for them.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Well, but I mean, you're gonna
moderation.
Burn it
off. I think everything
in absolutely.
Moderation.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yep. I agree with that. Yeah.
Wholeheartedly, I agree with that.
Yeah.
You know, you You need to be happy. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So, you know, if you're depriving yourself of way too many things, you know, it's you're kind of defeating the purpose almost. You know, so yeah, within moderation, enjoy that ice cream or cake or whatever whatever it is you like.
Yeah.
You know, but don't kid yourself. You know, don't.
Exactly.
Don't say I'm doing this in moderation, and you're having 6 donuts a day, and that's not moderation.
Right.
Okay, so don't keep going, My Lady Bakery. Is that what you're
not, not twice a day, every day.
Not to eat.
Maybe
those.
Once. How about once a week?
I don't know anything about those caramel donuts.
We want to support local businesses, but you know,
within moderation.
If I don't go on that side of town, I don't have to run to My Lady Bakery. Now, I do like my sweet. I'm a sweet person.
Me too.
And I will eat those little bitty candy bars, you know, those little short ones.
Yeah, I feel like I can control that.
Right.
Yeah.
And I like that, and I like the donuts. I like good stuff, good bakery goods. Mm-hmm. That's what I like, the good stuff. So, well.
I'm with you.
You know. Give us some quick advice to someone who's a couple who's trying to make fitness part of their life. Cindy Nanny, tell them how they can do it.
Well, I'll tell you what I tell people that come to our class. YFIT, 5:30 to 6:30 in the mornings, Monday through Thursday.
YMCA.
The YMCA in Tifton. Yep. but the key to being healthy and living a healthy lifestyle is just continuing to do it on a regular basis and never give up.
Yeah.
It's all it takes. We tell people that come to our class, just show up again tomorrow. Show up again tomorrow. Keep on coming. Mm-hmm. And if you keep it going and make it a habit, it becomes part of your routine, and then it's really not work anymore. It's just part of your day.
Yeah. And, I saw somewhere where you, they said, put on your tennis shoes. That's kind of like the first step. Or like you said, put your foot on the floor in the morning. Get dressed to go work out, and then, you know, the rest will fall into place. It really is just a habit and consistency, and then having a great partner that holds you accountable.
There you go. I think that's it. I mean, you know, if we want to leave all these young people like Kenzie and Grant and those listening, you know, that's what it is. You know, find that partner that where you have a like goals and mm-hmm. like interest.
Yeah.
Trust God
mm-hmm.
and love your partner, love your spouse, love him or her wholeheartedly. And I certainly love Jim Wells that way. And I can see that you and Andy do and making it work. But I think fitness has helped us to have a better marriage.
Right.
Wouldn't you say that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Right. Yeah. And we love our getaway weekends to do like the Gate River Run. Mm-hmm. We stay in a nice hotel in downtown Jacksonville. We're right walking distance from the starting line, and it's just fun. And we go with people that are like-minded, that do the same thing we do. And so we're in a group, and it's fun. I couldn't imagine my life any other way. I love the workout and being able to do this stuff with other people.
Well, I know myself, I enjoy watching y'all. What you do, I follow y'all, you know, and y'all are inspiration to me, and I know that you are to others. Yeah. Kenzie and Grant, thank y'all for joining us here tonight on Fit Talk.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
And they are a young couple that we'll call them back after they get married next year, Jim, and see how their relationship is going after the I do's.
I'm very confident they're going to be doing just fine. Sure.
I think they are too.
Well, thanks everybody for being on and sharing your insights, and I want to remind everyone to keep the faith, love your family, and stay fit.
This is 105.9 WVGA Fit Talk Radio. Bye-bye now.